Motivated by greed, they set out to take over ownership of the vineyard through violence. They're attempting a power grab. If you think about the lessons that we've been hearing in Matthew's gospel over the last weeks, you'll find that what the disciples are hearing, and we too, are really challenging us. They're difficult things to hear and understand, and even more difficult to actually live out. Let's think about this. Jesus teaches us we are to forgive and forgive and forgive as many times as it takes. Jesus has taught us how we should build healthy communities and tend our relationships and how to resolve conflict, none of which are about power and violence. Jesus says if we want to be his followers, we're to take up our cross and lose our life. Jesus asks us to consider some form of justice that creates wholeness and healing, not retribution, not violence. Jesus explained to us that our actions speak louder than our words. Just think about that series of things. What else in life needs to be addressed? How we are to act and behave with each other? It's one thing to hear these teachings, but it's another matter to live them out in the world. We are to live in a way that is counterintuitive to what the world teaches and expects of us. The words and actions of Jesus throughout the Gospel of Matthew are very subversive. Jesus is asking us to set aside our desire to care for ourselves and to actually care for the neighbor, to include those that are excluded. We're asked to examine ourselves. And Jesus shows us, demonstrates what bold service is and what the kingdom of God looks like in this time and place. Now, we're here in this beautiful church, in this sanctuary, with lovely architecture and comfortable furnishings, and we sing about God's love, and we listen to the word of God for us, and we can speak of our faith and the power of God in our lives in this space. We share in Christ's meal. We speak about God's abundance. We feel the Spirit's nudging and prompting. Here in church, our faith is so shiny and clean. God's love is so obvious. We partake of Christ's body and blood. We are forgiven and loved. What is bold service? Bold service is taking that clean, shiny faith out into the world that can sometimes be dangerous and sometimes be dark and frightening. Bold service is rejecting violence and claiming your prophetic voice to call attention to the places where people are hurting and creation is trampled. Bold service is sharing God's love with people we don't agree with by having a meaningful conversation. Bold service is running to help a wounded stranger when you can still hear gunfire ringing out. Bold service is kneeling in protest to injustice, even when you know that criticism is going to be heaped upon you. Bold service is standing in solidarity with marginalized and abused people, knowing that you'll be subjected to a litany of disapproval by the in-crowd, by the in-group. It's listening to the pain and agony of Native people that comes from genocide and centuries of mistreatment, and then understanding the injustice of having a national holiday honoring the man who committed these atrocities. Bold service is about examining our motives and our status and seeking to understand how we might change our words and behaviors to create space for all of God's people in our communities and at our tables, not at arm's length. Bold service is in every single act of kindness. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote in a letter to his friend Eberhard, "It is only by living completely in this world that one learns to have faith. One must completely abandon any attempt to make something of oneself, whether it be a saint or a converted sinner, or a churchman, a so-called priestly type, a righteous man or an unrighteous man, a sick man or a healthy one. By this worldliness, I mean living unreservedly in life's duties, problems, successes, failures, experiences, and perplexities. In doing so, we throw ourselves completely into the arms of God, taking seriously, not our own sufferings, but those of God in the world, watching with Christ in Gethsemane. That, I think, is faith. That is metanoia. Metanoia is a transformative change of heart, a spiritual conversion. Bonhoeffer said to us, it's only by living completely in this world that one learns to have faith. It's a journey. Bold service is our response to God's love, and it is the fruit of our faith that's lived out in the world. The fruit of our faith lived out in the world. Thanks be to God.